you realize that you maybe had something special up here in this corner of the country.
You know, at the time, you just tried to ever, you know, Top 40 radio was being invented in those days.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was a time when I saw what a station in Los Angeles did, and we took a weekend and played nothing but oldies on a New Year's weekend and called it a sound spectacular because up until that time we only played the current hits. We didn't play older hits. But all of these records had accumulated since 1955 up until 1960, and they hadn't been heard since they went off the list. So an entire weekend was given to playing those records, and not only was it a ratings sensation, but it opened the door to us programming one or two of them each hour, which we called, you know, KJR Classics, or now oldies but goodies. And so anyway, it was a time of innovation, and it was a time when we saw no limits to what we could do, and but it made us feel good when our little old Pacific Northwest was actually able to launch hit records nationally. And that gave courage to Paul Revere and the Raiders. It gave courage to the Kingsmen. It gave courage to the Brothers Four. It gave courage to eventually a Kenny G. It gave courage to a Jimi Hendrix. It gave courage to many that the Northwest could be the springboard to music fame, to national and international music fame.